door is closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Happy's mom, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Happy Hour with Ryan Happy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Happy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Happy, happy, happy. This is Happy Hour with Happy.
Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest, search about his competition. Microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant.
Dizzy is a bitch.
H-E-H-O-B-P-E.
You already know how we are in the system.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what today is? Not only is it National Dizzy as a Bitch Day, it's National Telephone Day.
Telephone!
Yeah, that was the phone.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The phone rang?
You're not supposed to have your phone on. It's always ringing.
It's National Telephone Day.
And I'm Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
See, that's the problem. You're always on that stupid phone.
You're always on the phone.
Hey, happy National Telephone Day.
Call me.
Call me. Bye.
Showtime.
Is it Friday yet?
That's part of my job here as host is tell you what day of the week it is.
My favorite day of the week is Friday.
What day is today?
Yeah.
Friday. You know what that means.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Let's go to work.
Hell yeah, it is Friday. We're hanging out. I am freaking tired. You know why I'm tired, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? I've been up since 4:30 a.m. And I know there's a lot of my audience that goes, we do that every day. But I'm telling you, I am a baby when it comes to my sleep. Again, a shout out, and we'll end the music there. A shout out to the MJ Morning Show and MJ for allowing me to produce his show today. What's going on?
This is not headline news.
Yeah.
Demi Moore says she used to torture her body for movies, but it was worth it for classics like Striptease and G.I. Jane.
Okay.
That's sarcasm. The average parent takes 1,000 pictures of their kid in the first year.
That's nauseating. It's just a kid.
And they expect you to click like or love on every single one. The NFL draft started last night.
Yeah.
It'll end on Saturday, by which time the New York Giants would be mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. And Martha Stewart says she likes Glenn Powell's body. For more details, listen to America's least popular podcast, Horny Grandma. This is not headline news.
I am. But it is Friday. It's going to be a crazy weekend, and I think we need to... enjoy that it's the beginning of the weekend.
It's Friday, it's Friday, I've reached my breaking point. It's Friday, it's Friday, I need to smoke a joint. I can guarantee certain death.
Oh man.
To the next person that says TGIF. Really? Who says that? It's 2010.
We're 15 years ago.
It's Friday, it's Friday. My boss just screamed at me. It's Friday, it's Friday.
All right, it goes on for another 3 minutes. My goodness. What the hell is going on last night with everyone's favorite hack, Jimmy Kimmel?
The NFL draft on ABC. Thank you for joining us. On behalf of all of us here at Jimmy Kimmel Live, we hope you got the giant young man you wanted tonight.
Wow, that was a joke. You hear that fake laughter? The ha ha! Shut up!
Tonight is also Bring Your Kids to Work Day. It is a day that got started in 1992 as a way for children to learn why their parents are so depressed all the time.
That was a terrible joke.
It used to be take your daughter to work day. Remember that? And encourage women in the workplace. Then over time, it changed to take your son or daughter to work. The rule is you have to...
His jokes are too long-winded. Get to the fucking point!
...to pay your son 22% more than the daughter.
Wow, this is horrible. That was terrible! Can you imagine if there was a 5-hour energy hot sauce?
Wake up your breakfast and your bloodstream with 5-Hour Energy's caffeinated hot sauce. Ah! But it's not just a flavor explosion, it's a full-body reboot. 5-Hour Energy's new caffeinated hot sauce is also a decongestant. Need to go number two? It's also a laxative. Need help down there? 5-Hour Energy's new caffeinated hot sauce is also great for erectile dysfunction. It's that kind of hot. And coming soon, 5-Hour Energy hot sauce mouthwash and pizza sauce.
All right. 856-49 Hoppy. Oh, yeah. You know, when you got the munchies, a lot of times you go to Sonic. They got the concrete ice cream and the burgers. It's a good time. I love the onion rings. There was a manager of a Sonic in Oklahoma, which I bet that's like the fine dining in Oklahoma. Unless you're downtown in Oklahoma City or Tulsa, and there's probably some like steakhouse. I bet the fun first date is going to Sonic in Oklahoma. And there was a manager, a grown woman in Oklahoma, who gave her 16-year-old coworker a marijuana edible. And that coworker had a bad reaction. Here is Officer Danny Bean talking about the incident.
She was throwing up, being sick from all the stuff she ingested. Yeah. I was just kind of taken back a little bit about why did you give it to her or whatever. How did she end up with it? Mm. You know, because she asked for it. That's just zero responsibility for anything.
Yeah, man, that cop sounds like it'd be no fun. I'm not saying it's a good idea. Don't get me wrong, but he just seems like a douche.
Not only a 16-year-old, but also at a restaurant where they're going to be involved with people all day long, right?
Yeah. Well, with you stopping by, I'd have to be high to deal with you. And this just in. I would probably be high. Here's something if you're high right now that'll make you appreciate life. There is a xylophone that was made out of Lego bricks that works perfectly.
This is a working xylophone completely made of Lego. Even the strings suspending each of the bars are a Lego piece that you can get, and the mallets are Lego rods with Lego tires. Each note has been perfectly tuned by adding small pieces of just the right weight to the underside so that even though the bars appear the same size, they'll resonate at different frequencies.
What does my brain sound like when I'm having a panic attack?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, this show is just so off the wall right now. It's so wild. It's so crazy. I don't even know where to begin. Not really. All right. We're going to come back on Happy Hour on this beautiful Friday and get things started right after today's words.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
You did let me go, listening to your ego. Can't believe you're my soul, controllable like a Nintendo. And the honey, but you bumble. Harmonious was our sambo. Don't mean to sound less than humble, but you sure did a combo. You should have stayed, boy. You should have stayed. You didn't know how.
We went to the cinemas, shared popcorn and soda. Felt right with you on my side. From letters or ticket stubs to long kisses right before bedtime. To finding out you kind of love all of the neighborhood headlines. And it sure hurt me some kind of way.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you they got the best Delta-8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my word. Comes in the form of a lollipop. La-la, lick the lollipop dropper. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use promo code Ryan. Or no, actually promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Any other podcast would have edited that out. But I embrace my imperfections.
Doors closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, it's MJ from the MJ Morning Show on Q105 104.7 FM Tampa Bay, and you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy!
Powered by ADHD and too many Red Bulls, welcome to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
And marijuana.
Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Yeah, what is it again? Oh, that's right.
Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yo, it's Hoppy Hour, Ryan Hoppy, same name. Flipping thoughts quick, a sharp wit, no shame.
Oh, sure.
Waves lit, circus energy insane.
I got it.
Hard hitting topics, can't forget the fame.
Whatever.
H-O-P-P-E Radio Club.
Mm.
Tune in quick, better don't let it go. Hoppy with the mic, steal the show.
What? Oh, thank you.
Predictable vibes about to.
Woohoo!
Call her on the line, best mile.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Keep the dial locked.
You can tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Mike's to the show, wild and unpredictable, vibes about to blow.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Billy Ray Cyrus no longer has an achy breaky heart.
Oh, jeez.
In an excerpt from his upcoming interview on Apple Music Country's The Ty Bentley Show published...
That sounds terrible. I mean, Ty Bentley is a legend. He was in Chicago on 103.5 KISS FM. But interviewing Billy Ray Cyrus, a no-good!
By People, April 24th, the singer shares details about his new romance with Elizabeth Hurley. Billy Ray and the British actress first crossed paths while filming Christmas in Paradise in 2022.
He just seems like a really bad dude. And even Miley admitted that her narcissism got passed down from him, aka daddy issues.
Just shortly after the Grammy winner had separated from first wife Tish Cyrus.
Tish is a problem.
With Billy Ray recalling, the oddest part was first how much we laughed.
Yeah, we're both sociopaths. Hilarious.
We just laughed, and it was at a time I wasn't laughing a lot.
Yeah, you seem like you never laugh, man. I wonder what you laugh about. My daughter's a swoon. Never mind.
After filming, the 63-year-old says he and Elizabeth lost touch.
He must be the Just for Men product person of the year. My God, is he not 63 by the way he looks?
With Billy Ray going on to marry second wife Fire Rose in October 2023.
Yeah, that was a bad choice.
However, less than a year later,
she just looks like a psychopath.
Filed for divorce from the Australian singer. And it was at that moment he says, quote, a friend reached out.
Oh, really?
Revealing that Elizabeth texted him saying, hey, it looks like life might be a little bit tough, and just wanted you to know I'm in your corner.
Oh, yeah, I want you to be inside me.
And it turns out it was just what he needed.
Yeah, really helped him out. Yeah, maybe you should be dating someone your own age. Here's what Oprah told Gayle King after their stupid space flight.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
She said, I missed you, my sweet lover.
Gayle, can I ask you what Oprah's first words to you when you got off the flight were?
Get over here and go down on me.
What did she say? Good question.
Wow, that was really well thought out. Shows Oprah crying.
I don't know. She was so welled up.
She
was so welled up. And she said, I don't know. I know she said at one point she was proud of me. Because
that's why.
When people saw her crying, it was funny. People said, oh, she's so worried. She thinks something's going to happen. That wasn't it at all. She was crying because she knew what it took for me to do that.
Oh, well. I mean, if you go down on Oprah, you can do anything.
And so when I came, she was saying, I'm so proud of you. You did that. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, well, it was riveting. Now get over here and use your tongue. That was so crass. 856-49-HOPPY. I'm going to post this picture on RyanHoppyRadio.com. Jax Taylor, we all know, yesterday his annoying-ass wife was bitching at him about having a girl in the house. And don't kiss the kid. You were with a disgusting woman, which means the girl was prettier. He was sitting out and about just like itching his balls. Like, man, you are just classless. I'm not saying I don't do it, but I do it in the comfort of my own house. I'm going to also post on RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-N-H-O-P-P-E radio. No, it's not H-O-P-P-Y. A selfie of Olivia Jade. Man, she's 25 now. Wow. Looking really good at the beach in Miami. Wonder what that's like. Your mom went through all that even though you did not want to go to college. We'll never forget about that. Shannon Sharp says, He had BDSM sex about 100 times with rape accuser. I don't know, call me traditional or something, but I'm good for like one-on-one, you know what I mean? I'm good for just actual pleasure and not, I don't know, pain. I think that's probably the football player in him. The fact that you would be into that, I don't know. It's just not my vibe. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Adrian Peterson arrested for DWI after Vikings draft party last night. Man, I don't get these players that get DUIs. Now, if an everyday average Joe gets a DUI, you can never defend it, but you can at least say, hey, you know, they didn't know what they were doing in a way that they were drunk. Maybe they didn't have the money for the Uber. But when you are Adrian Peterson and you got millions of dollars, I would expect more from you. But the thing is, this is the same dude who was beating up his kids. So it's not like you really got a good reputation preceding you. Didn't he like beat him up with a switch? No one's ever gone, oh my God, I love when I get to hang out with Adrian Peterson. He doesn't seem like a good guy. Maybe that's just me, but this just in. I don't think it's just me.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, we all I smell is poop.
Kill the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
I hear what niggas saying. Niggas gonna talk to me like when I come on the plane and shit. Louis on. When I sit out in the front of the motherfucking plane with the Daily News, with my legs crossed and shit, I'm gonna act like I ain't earned my seat. When I'm watching motherfuckers walk to the back and shit, it's coach. You Pat Riley and that shit, nigga. Look here, look. I get a ghetto gospel. Only right considering the ghetto was my hostel. Memory is gone, but I'm recalling all through high school. Even at my lowest, I was sitting on my high stool. That's what being high do. But couldn't do shit, was always able to tote. They told me that a nigga died before I was able to vote. Probably cause me and my constituents and all the shit we did. The MRI couldn't tell you what the issue is with my treason. Came across that I believed in. Is it really wrong if a nigga got a reason? At times I had to take though. Nigga did whatever for a peso. Being from the hood would be my scapegoat or canopy. Cause I wasn't born into a canopy. Maybe I was prone to falling in love with vanity. Tell me shit you reap is the shit you sow. Tell God I'm better than the shit I show. I gotta grow, come on. Cause I don't think that $1,000 tee costs too much. All they should say is that he's strong. Came out the fire unscathed, yeah, carried on. Louis Vuitton carry on, got a manny on. With my blessings at a delay. Natalie's my chicken, he's saying sort of cliche. Plane ain't gon' never land, less it's in the Netherlands. 20 on that gold face, rightling with the leather band. Ask for a better can. A track colliding with my problems, yeah, I never ran. That'll make me less a man. I ain't go from not having it to being arrogant. I drip with grabbing it, just being passionate. Some niggas get complacent, why? Dudes just newborn birds, just afraid to fly. If your foot's on the brakes, can't ride. Me, I spread my wings, inhale and embrace that high.
gruesome. I ain't changed, I grew some. And if I did change, I welcome that shit to come. Dudes that smoke trees with me, dudes that used to be with me. They say I switched up on them and did a 360. Cause I don't burn it down. But to me, it's common sense. Wanna see the other side? Yeah, turn around. Show them your game face. I tell them we was on the same track, but wasn't running that same race. We ain't in the same space, but I ain't gonna change pace. Something won't let me slow down. I can't explain fate. So don't say I went from broke to bougie. I'm far from high end. I just know what suits me, motherfucker.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Hi there. How the hell are you? Is this Happy Hour? I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. Fortifeye.com for the best pre- and post-workout around. And check out, use promo code Ryan20 to save 20%. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North. And that is in St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need, I'll go there. We're gonna come back on Hobby Hour and keep this party going. But tomorrow, a new episode of the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy comes out. But until then, you can go to Spotify and listen to all 11 episodes by typing in H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank. Or you can listen to this PSA from Hammer and Hank.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammer and Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right. It's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and non-verbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Doors closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, what's up? This is Thor from the show on Rock 105.3 in San Diego, and you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Tom Bernard, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Drew Lane, and you're listening to Florida radio legend Ryan Hoppy.
Because someone needs to say it, Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is here for you.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What up? Let's go! It's Friday and Dizzy's a bitch.
Nine Giant broadcasting in the base.
Dizzy ain't a giant.
I've been Luna rules the stay. Mike in his grip like a scepter, he reigns.
Yeah.
Hoppy Hour blazing, sparks inside the brain.
I got it.
Turn the dial, it's the Hoppy vibe.
Yeah.
Talk wild topics, he's letting words collide.
I am loud.
Heat rises, love stories ain't tame. Celebs in the blast zone, he's naming names. Cat Luna's the queen, right?
Yeah.
Keeping them tight, rolling through the city, casting all night light, dating takes and laughter. Drama gets aired, he flips the script on fame, crowd's truth is bared. St. Pete bound, waves crash like his flow. Towering high, yet a dude steals the show. 6 foot nine, stomp shaking up the scene. Radio renegade, tuned to the mean.
856-49-HOP, you leave me a voicemail. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Listeners drop jaws, real talk clinic.
You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Hoppy holds court, this mic's his throne.
Yeah.
Turn the dial, it's the Hoppy vibe.
Bam.
Talk wild topics, he's letting words collide.
I got it.
Dating heat rises, love stories ain't tame.
Whatever.
Bebs in the blast zone, he's naming names.
All names, name. Oh, geez, that was me walking over words. I'll name names, whatever. Dizzy is a bitch. And the Joe Show is a bunch of backstabbers.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Blake Lively alludes to her battles with Justin Baldoni while paying tribute to her mother. It ends with a star who...
You know, her mom wants nothing to do with her. You're a bitch!
...is honored April 24th at Time's Most Influential People Gala and is currently embroiled in a contentious legal battle with her co-star and director, Justin Baldoni.
We know!
...spoke during the ceremony about trauma in women standing up for themselves.
And throwing the man down, because deep down, you know that you're a dirty, rotten bitch, and you're never the problem, even though you're a raging bitch! What I'm trying to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is the fact that she can't be serious. There's actual people like Harvey Weinstein, you know, victims that are actual victims of being a woman. But Blake's just a see you next, you know what I mean?
Blake, who never mentions Justin by name or her allegations of sexual harassment against him, alludes to her litigation against him after...
I'm a pig and a bitch!
...reflecting on how influence is a, quote, significant responsibility to hold.
Trust me, Time Magazine named you a fucking influential person because you donated money, honey. You know what I mean? That rhymed. What I'm saying to you is the fact that you're not influential. There's not one person that goes, oh, yeah, we're so proud of you. And your little whipped boyfriend slash husband, Ryan Reynolds, what a loser he is. You got him whipped. You wear the pants in that relationship, honey. Just saying. How does your ass feel, Ryan? Oh, I was getting whipped and spanked by that bitch.
Her videos posted to social media of her speech, she said, quote, who and what we stand up for and what we stay silent about, what we monetize versus what we actually live, matters. She continues, quote, I have so much to say about the last 2 years of my life, but tonight is not the forum.
Oh, it should be! Because you know that could be held against you in a court of law.
What I will speak to separately is the feeling of being a woman who has a voice today.
And unfortunately, we have to suffer because of it.
And since I could speak because of the pain, caution, and fight of the many women who have paved the way.
And you make all women look bad.
And the men who stood beside them.
Yeah, they're all whipped. Enough of her. She is the worst! And yeah, sometimes I'll get like a comment, oh, you're sexist. No! I just don't like bitches! Guys can be dicks. Ryan Reynolds is a dick. She is a bitch, okay? Does that work with you? If it doesn't, there's this funny thing I gotta tell you that I don't care. Because I'm just speaking my mind here. And if you can't handle that, get over it!
It up the volume, dial it right.
Yeah.
Hoppy's voice, that's the highlight.
Oh, thank you.
Tampa Bay news with a twist so bold. Woo-hoo! Like Floridian sunshine dipped in gold. Ryan Hoppy's got the scoop. Gators on golf courses, you better beware.
I got it.
From Busch Gardens to that crazy traffic maze.
Every story's got that Florida glaze.
Tampa Bay Tales hot on the air.
Oh, it is.
Crazy headlines we can't help but share.
I got it.
No, we're too wild, it's never stale.
Yeah.
Hoppy drops the mic and sets sail.
All right, what's going on?
You're watching Fox 13, and the 10 o'clock news starts now.
Good evening and welcome tonight. I'm Mark Wilson.
And I'm Allie Corey. Thanks for being with us.
Well, no problem.
At 10, new results from an...
I'll be with you whenever, baby.
Good evening and welcome tonight. I'm Mark Wilson.
And I'm Allie Corey. Thanks for being with us. Well, first tonight at 10, new results from an archaeological survey.
Yeah.
There are likely several graves under Tropicana Fields parking
lot. That's why it's so freaking creepy there.
The area was once the Oaklawn Cemetery. Fox 13's Genevieve Curtis is live for us in St. Pete tonight.
And yeah.
Genevieve, the big question now really is, what is the city going to do about it?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's certainly...
The city is just cursed with Tropicana Field. That whole just area is shitty at best.
...is the big question right now, Allie. And City Councilman Corey Givens Jr. believes that his great-grandfather may very well be among those who had...
So weird. You think they're just like dead bodies under the chop? I went to a funeral 2 years ago for, I don't remember the name of the baseball announcer, the guy that did play-by-play for the Rays. And Tropicana Field was better at being the host of a funeral than it was, you know, baseball.
At their final resting place paved over by this parking lot.
Yeah.
And now he's questioning why a survey done back in July that found additional graves here in the parking lot and given to this city back in November was not made public.
Yeah.
I'm getting answers for my grandmother and other senior citizens who wonder, where is my grandparent?
Corey Givens Jr. Keeps a photo of his grandmother on his desk at City Hall, a reminder that his family is still searching for the final resting place of his great-grandfather.
My grandmother passed away 5 years ago, never knowing whether or not her grandfather had been reinterred at Lincoln Cemetery. We know historically African-Americans were done wrong, and they did not keep accurate burial records on them.
Yeah, it sucks.
Summer, archaeologists with Stantec did a radar search on Lot 1 of Tropicana Field, an area that was once the Oaklawn Cemetery, a segregated graveyard which was established in 1905 and closed in 1926. Givens recently asked about the results of that survey, which led him to this report, completed in November. Stantec found 7 possible burials and 3 additional areas of interest. Adding to what they have previously found during a search in 2021, it brings the total number to 10 possible graves, 11 areas of interest.
All right, there you go. Like, I know when you're dead, you're dead. It doesn't really matter what happens to your body. But my God, trust me, when I'm dead, I want to be nowhere near the Rays.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
It's Drake. VO.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I see you sitting at home. Nobody's calling you on the phone.
Right.
Your girl's out making a night for themselves while you sitting there all alone. I suggest you come with your crew. Y'all are looking for something to do.
Right.
Cause I understand pain is love, and that's exactly why I wrote this little something for you. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. For you.
Ladies up north,
represent Zen. Ladies down south, represent Zen. When the mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B for president, it's evident. She spent the summers in Jamaica and I love that. They say that she should be a model, she's above that. She had a rapper break her heart, had her open her. So she don't even mess with rap, only spoken word. Well, I'm a poet, so you know it's getting it going down. And after all, this is my city, I can show you around. I understand that the shit you facing is crazy. Let me hear your views on the situations in Haiti. Or sit back, relax, vibe with your man. Chill, we can talk about the tribes in Sudan. Cause you gotta understand, if I said it, then I meant it. I understand that you Afro, I'm trying to get to your centric. That's why I got a bottle of champagne and then I sent it. Over where you sitting, notice, pretend you didn't. Along with the bottle was a note attached. Here's some tickets to my show, you should go to that. And it's a shame, money's something that you barely need to knock her. I'm trying to treat her right, cause she rarely treated proper. But you showed up, regardless of late choices, it's clear. You really came to kick it with Drake voice in the mirror. Like,
I see you sitting at home. Nobody's calling you on the phone. Your girl's out making a night for the girls while you sitting there all alone. I suggest you come with your crew. Y'all are looking for something to do. Cause I understand pain is love, and that's exactly why I wrote this little song for you. It's for you, it's for you, it's for you, for you. It's for you, it's for you, it's for you, it's for you, for you. Cause love's
in the air, man.
You know that
love. See that girl over there?
Yeah.
Try to make you smile, right? Just try to make you get that little so smile. I think I see a friend
so
over there.
Smile
too,
on me one time.
Ever since Rewind, we just
and
didn't
I guarantee
like this, man. It's
we can have
not even
a good
a
time.
So,
cause love,
hey girl, what's up? Yeah. I got a suggestion, y'all. Why don't you and your friends?
Yeah, so
me and my friends. Maybe we can be friends, y'all. We can do this every weekend. Maybe love present itself, you know what I mean?
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that West Chase Printing is the best printing company in all of the Tampa Bay area, I'm mad at my words. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, go to WestchasePrinting.com. And on that invoice, tell them you heard about it from Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. This is also being brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com. When I tell you that he is the best barber in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. But you got to sign up at RichKBarber.com. You can't just show up and go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? No, sign up at RichKBarber.com. And there you'll save $10. This is also being brought to you by CounselingOnCall.net. Are you mentally ill? I am. Do you need help with your mental health? Go to CounselingOnCall.net. And if you're in Florida or Maryland, you qualify. When you talk to them, tell them you heard about it from Hoppy Hour. All right. Today's a little bit of a shorter show, as I've essentially been working 9 hours in a row. But guess what? No one gives a fuck that I've worked a lot today. Because to all my audience out there, a round of applause to you. Everybody that gets up early in the morning every day. Yeah, I'm talking to you and you. And don't think I forgot about you. I'm proud of you. Because we're out here grinding in a world that doesn't care about us.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good?
Doors closing.
Completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
It's Hoppy Hour.
this is Fish Calloway, and you are listening to my best friend, Ryan Hoppy. He taught me who the hell writes this? Who writes this? Did he write this?
Hey, kids, it's Brother Weeze, and you are listening to the Hoppy Hour.
Hey, what's up? I'm Woody. That's Greg Gorey.
What's up?
Menace.
Hi.
Gina Grad.
Hey.
Seabass.
Did you know most morning radio is scripted? Well, Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is not.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Yeah.
The most listened to radio show.
What
even the other stations are tuned in too.
This is into Hoppy Hour.
Oh, it is.
Time to laugh with Ryan's power.
I got it.
Be fun and silly joke.
Woohoo!
Be our loves us, folks. Hoppy Hour.
Oh, that's me.
Hoppy Hour.
Uh-huh.
It's Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he's the topper.
I am.
Grab your drinks and join the crew. Crazy story.
I've worked with some of the best and had to deal with egos in morning radio. What up, Mike Kelta?
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy.
No reason to be that cocky. We'll all be dead someday.
Got your pop.
And all forgotten.
Turn it up.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Don't worry, Dizzy. You're already forgotten. Because we can barely see you!
Lord is back with new music. The Grammy-winning pop star, 28... released her new single, What Was That?
Yeah.
And its music video on...
Poor Lord, she got replaced by Billie Eilish. Even though we all know that Billie Eilish copied Lord. When Billie Eilish first came on the scene about 7 years ago, I thought it was Lord.
April 24.
I was working at 102.5 The Bone, and I was taking a piss, and for some reason, they always had to have fucking 97X on in the bathroom. Every time I would take a shit at 102.5 The Bone, it was either Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, who I thought was a Lord, or it would be like Marshmallow. I want to be happier. I want to be happier. I'm like, this just in. That's not alternative music. And that's why your ratings suck.
Mm-hmm.
And she opened up about what was going on in her life during the song's creation in a note shared to her website.
Yeah.
Setting the scene, Lord recalled a period in late 2023 when she was back in New York, mm-hmm. experiencing a deep breakup.
All right, so she went through a deep breakup and stopped birth control. Oh, man, I wonder if she got an abortion. Speaking of someone that should have been aborted.
Accused killer Luigi Mangione back in court today. This time facing federal charges for the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
If you are on the side of Luigi, you're a mutant! Now it's okay. To, you know, not like the insurance companies. They are fucking us without any lube. They're just going in raw on our back door. But here's the thing, guys. You can't just kill somebody. If Luigi Mangione killing Brian Thompson is allowed, you can pretty much be allowed to kill anybody. Oh, that kind of a tender is being kind of a bitch. Let me kill her. Oh, that bank teller is being kind of a dick. You know what I mean? You can't just kill people.
The 26-year-old expected to plead not guilty to 4 counts.
Also, it's white privilege. If his name was Jerome and he was black and had dreadlocks, it's a double standard. Kind of racist.
Counts, including murder with a firearm and stalking. Oh, overnight, federal prosecutors making it official, submitting notice to the court that they are seeking the death penalty.
But he'll die when he's like 75.
Writing Mangione presents a future danger.
And all these YouTube comments, free Luigi, he would kill you and chop you up, dummies.
Because he expressed intent to target an entire industry and rally political and social opposition.
Oh, wow. He's a real hero. Maybe do a fucking podcast. Don't kill somebody, you dumbass.
We've been married 45 years. The first 40, unbelievable. Last 5 have been challenging. When you have to feed someone and change them and you know, carry them to the bathroom and do all that kind of stuff every day, it's a challenge.
Poor Jay Leno.
From late night legend to full-time caregiver, Jay has stepped into his most meaningful role yet,
Last year, a judge granted him conservatorship over his wife Mavis amid her battle with advanced dementia.
You've really been there for Mavis, and fans have loved that.
Have a great time.
The comedian who turned 75 on Monday is 4 years younger than Mavis.
I feel great.
Good at you.
Court documents revealed she sometimes does not know her husband nor her date of birth.
I enjoy the time with Mariah. If I go home,
it's so sad, man.
Cook dinner for her, watch TV, you know, and it's okay.
Oh, geez.
It's okay. It's basically what we did before, except now I have to feed her and do all those things. But I,
poor guy.
I like it. I like taking care of her.
A good man.
When I got married, you sort of take a vow, and will I live up to this? Or will I be like a sleazy guy? If something happens to my wife, I'm out. The cashier at the mini mart.
No, I did.
No, I didn't. And that's really what love is. I'm glad I didn't cut and run. I'm glad I didn't run off with some, you know, woman half my age or any of that silly nonsense.
Like Shannon Sharp.
Nonsense. You know, I mean, I would rather be with her than doing something else.
In a new interview on In Depth with Graham Benzinger, Jay was also candid about a string of recent accidents.
I fell down that stupid hill.
I don't believe that story.
I broke my wrist, but my face got all...
He's had a lot of bad luck, man.
I'll just really bashed him.
All right. God bless you, Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
I know good old David Letterman wouldn't feel the same way, but... Ye said that Boosie smells poor.
I know that nigga smell poor. I never met him. That nigga smell poor. You know, that nigga is poor. Mm. What the fuck am I talking about smell?
Yeah, Boosie gotta stop talking shit. Sure.
But he there, that's what he there to do. They took a piece of shit and made him talk shit. He talked.
It sounds like you're talking about yourself, Kanye. And, Boosie Badass responded by calling him a fellatio pro. I love that. It was funny. Pat McAfee at the NFL draft coverage was smoking his weed pen, and he offered Mike McCarthy, former Packers head coach, a hit, and he didn't want any. Honestly, I think if Mike McCarthy would have got high, that would have actually helped out his career, because... without Aaron Rodgers.
Hailey Bieber is giving a shout out to her husband, Justin Bieber, while accepting an innovator award.
Oh, God, you're an innovator of what? Being a side chick that ruined a marriage or a relationship, but still.
The Road founder is presented with the Beauty Innovator of the Year Award during the Daily Front Row's 9th Annual Fashion Awards on April 24th in Los Angeles.
Why does nobody talk about the timetable that he was with Selena Gomez, that being Justin Bieber, almost said Timberlake, and then Hailey Bieber always wanted to be with Bieber, so then she started to meet him when she was Hailey Baldwin, blah, blah. No one talks about that. Nobody. She's a side chick. Surprised she hasn't hooked up with morning hosts in Tampa Radio.
Although her husband Justin Bieber is not by her side during the ceremony, she does still take a moment to mention the pop singer. After
he's probably banging out Sexy Red.
Thanking her brand's co-founders, supporters, and friends, Hailey ends her speech by telling the audience, "And lastly, I want to thank my husband."
Yeah. I'm kind of forced to do this.
"For supporting the dream of mine from the beginning."
The dream. The dream to be a side chick.
"And for always cheering me on."
Oh, yeah. What a weird marriage they are. I would not want to be them.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Yeah. I don't even need a notepad for this one right here, man. Oh. Shut the lights off. Let the mind work, you know. I like to I like to take time to dedicate this to a special somebody. Guess I call her my most recent addition to my collection of female disappointment, you know? Deceiving, you are the reason that I don't believe in finding the love that I need. And I'm Uncle Phil, I switch wifey like every season. So I guess it makes you Aunt Viv until you take from me to the point that you can't give. And when I see you out, I pass by, it's offensive. But what you expect though? Kinda direct, yo. Cause all that Dolce & Gabbana shit was expensive. I told ya, Mr. Edwards, I tried to say your daughter, but she wasn't satisfied with none of the things that I bought her, and wasn't trying to show up none of the places I brought her, and couldn't utilize none of the things that I taught her. So I was just trying to upgrade you. I ain't your understudy that's trying to upstage you. I was your other buddy that tried to front page you, crown you, get to know the people that surround you. Funny to think that I would've white gowned you, cause now we sit around at the studio and clown you. Oops, did I let that slip? Oh my bad, did I let that slip? I can't forget that. You are the reason that when it gets cold in November, seem like it's freezing. And I fit every stereotype that y'all believe in. Cause when I say I'm serious, you claim you only tease. And I plan a trip to the tropics that you miss. So when I'm speaking, you only a topic when I'm pissed. And in a couple years, I guarantee you'll be thirsty. And by then, I'll be looking like Tropicana Twist. What up, Tessa? I love you like my own mama. And your daughter's getting grown, mama. And me, I'm just here working, waiting, patient for her to be ready to love and leave alone drama. Cause I don't really wanna fight no more, and I don't wanna diss niggas when I write no more. And I don't wanna bring chicks to the crib to watch a flick in the basement on the bed with dim lights no more. Now I'm losing the feeling, they losing the pill, and need to step it up like Prince from Shoes on the Ceiling. Oh damn, did I let that slip? Oh my fault, did I let that slip? I can't forget that quick.
See get that quick.
My first reaction was damn girl, how did I swing you? I wanted you forever, now I'm something you cling to. But you was my angel, seemed like your wings grew. Unaware you was out of state doing your thing too. Saying to myself, you deceiving. You are the reason that I don't believe in finding the love that I need. In fact, I know you always be lying when you be leaving. Going to visit family, promise me you ain't cheating. A sure thing just might fail you. Women often conduct themselves just like males do. They huddle in a group and joke about the fact that you a soft nigga. How you think cuddling with is cute? They laugh at how you think you last when you really don't, and make you think you get the ass when you really won't. And dudes do that, so why these hoes stealing it? They do the same shit with a better job of concealing it. So sign your name on a prenup and an initial. She only messing with a rabbit if it's beneficial. Oops, did I let that slip?
Oh my bad, did I let that slip? Deceiving, get that good. Deceiving, you
also deceiving. Feel like we back, man. Yeah, slacker. See the problem these other brothers is that they making love songs. We make it beyond and above songs, you know what I'm saying? You saying real stuff. We not bitter, it's just, it's life, you know? If y'all females would pull it together, maybe I had something better to talk about, you know? But you know what it is, man. Drake, slacker, Dilla, rest
in peace. Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like 7 live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFuels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFuels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, RyanHoppe Radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Door is closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, radio listener, it's Kevin Klein from Klein Alley Show on 106.7 K-Rock in Los Angeles. Perhaps you've never heard of us, maybe you have, but who cares? You're listening to Hoppy Hour with my boy, Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Gary Meyer, and as refreshing as a McDonald's Coca-Cola, Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, it's Abe Cannon from 98 Rock, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Hey, what's up? It's Babs from Wild 94.1, the afternoon diva. Shout out my guy, Ryan Hoppy. Make sure you tune in to Hoppy Hour.
Hey, this is Meredith from O and the Freak Show on Wild 94.1 in Tampa Bay, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
People often argue over Android versus iPhones. But the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Hoppy Hour. Guess who wins? We will let you decide. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
What is it? Out of time.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Yo,
Ryan Hoppy on the mic.
That's me.
Breaking down the scene.
Uh-huh.
NBA drama.
Oh, sure.
Living out the dream.
Uh-huh.
Ex-wives wild.
Whatever.
The queens. Dropping knowledge bombs all in on the scheme.
Woo!
This news man, he knows it all.
Yeah.
From scandals to the court, rise and fall.
Dizzy is a bitch.
Presence, true hall of fame.
Wow, I'm out of breath.
Bobby spills the tea, ain't playing tame. Behind the curtain, nothing left the same. Bobby's loose, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy Hour got that shock and awe.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Oh, it's Detroit chanting, fuck you, Brunson, as he's hitting the free throws in the third quarter.
Fuck you, Brunson!
Fuck you,
Brunson! Jalen Brunson, fresh off winning Clutch Player of the Year, took over the fourth to win Game 3 versus the Pistons.
I have a Jalen Brunson story that I want to tell. So Jalen Brunson went to Stevenson High School in 2012 was his freshman year, so I think he graduated 2016. And I'm going to be telling this story, and I know there's going to be some people that listen from Illinois, because I see you viewing my Snapchats and my Instagram stories, and I see the listens from Mount Prospect in Arlington Heights, Illinois, so I know my hometown is listening. But when we were seniors in 2012, here's what happened. He was a freshman. Jalen Brunson was. And everybody at the high school I went to was all talking smack. Like, yo, Stevenson's a bunch of rich kids. We're going to beat them. And that guy, Jalen Brunson, the same Jalen Brunson that now plays for the Knicks, the same Jalen Brunson who's on his way to have a Hall of Fame career. That Jalen Brunson scored about 25 to 28 points. And he made everybody at my high school look terrible. I'm sorry. And he made everybody at my high school cry. I'm trying to keep my high school anonymous, but I don't care. John Hersey High School, class of 2012.
The LA Clippers won Game 3 by 34 points. And
I don't know what the hell is going on with Denver. It's almost like they don't have their coach.
Nikola Jokic was animated during a fourth quarter timeout.
He's like the only one that wants to play defense. You know, he can't wait to go back to Serbia to hang out with his horses.
The LA Clippers won Game 3 by 34 points. And Nikola Jokic was animated during a fourth quarter timeout.
Man.
As the Clippers, after the first quarter, pretty much led the game by double digits. And
yeah, the Clippers are being surprised. Surprisingly good. It's just, you know, when the game's on the line, James Harden always chokes. So will that happen again?
It's weird because the two games that Jokic has had a triple-double in this series, that the Nuggets have lost both of them. He finished with 23 points, 13 boards, and 13 assists.
That time. I like that accent. And then finally,
when things were looking great for the Grizzlies in Game 3, it turned bad pretty
quickly. Oh, it got ugly.
Quickly, and it all started with this Ja Morant injury after that hard fall.
Man.
Around 3 minutes left, they were up 27, and then they scored a bucket to go up by 29. But in the second half, as you would expect, the OKC Thunder kept chipping away at that.
Yeah, if you blow a 29-point lead in the NBA, you're a loser!
That lead to then win Game 3, 114-108. And the bad thing about it is the Grizzlies, their last bucket was at the 4:51 mark in the last quarter, so they did not score for close to 5 minutes. And if you
that's not good.
Look at the stat sheet. SGA had his 31. Chet had 24.
Yeah, they're all ballers. Shot callers.
J-Dub had 26, but the man that changed the game to me was Alex Caruso. All the hustle plays.
Yeah, he's a badass one, boy.
Is that he made. He had 4 steals, and when you needed a big play, Caruso was there to make.
That was the player they got rid of Josh Giddey with, and the Bulls lost Alex Caruso and got Josh Giddey. I mean, Kitty, you know, because he's a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. You know what I mean? I don't. I just love calling out people for their sketchy past. A lot of people don't like it, but frankly, get over yourself.
TikTok, toxic juggle playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming feel close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, that's just so unfair.
on them. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. I'm coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.